This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Never sweaty, always petty. Calder Kill Day.
Oh. Mine is really similar.
Wow.
No. Really similar.
Then let's get right to it. And then, of course, Emily Axford.
Looking dressy, but acting messy. It's Calliope Petrichor.
There we go.
Let's keep the theme going.
Right,
I'm sure this was pre-planned with Caldwell Tanner.
All right, I'm just looking at the text thread where we all discussed this before. Having a little drama in the nesty with my bestie, Saul Buffo.
Yes. Oh.
I'm sweating.
We landed the airship. Sweet guys. Why don't we go ahead and do a little recap?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, Murph.
This was, you're bringing off mic bits onto mic.
You're when bridging we, the bit.
Yeah. The reason I was.
Sorry about that, Murph.
The reason I was laughing.
Sorry about that, Murph.
We can't all talk over
it's
each
okay,
other.
Murphs.
We all have to calm down and let each other speak.
Let Murph speak.
That has to happen.
Go ahead, Murph.
Okay, thanks, guys. I haven't described what you're doing. Right before we started, everyone just kept being really polite, but in a way that was not letting me start the recording. Anytime I said, let's get started, they would go, okay, Murph, let's go, Murph, ready to go, Murph.
I remember that, Murph.
Yeah.
Well, the fun thing about interrupting you, Murph.
Didn't remember it, because they didn't know. We have to tell them what's going on.
We should do a recap before the recap, Murphs.
Yeah, this is the pre-show recap of the stupid fucking bits you guys do.
Well put, Murph. Yeah.
This is why I was laughing, Murph, when I said my name. Okay, guys. Let's go ahead and do the real recap.
That's good, Murph.
So last time, you guys began. You have to stop.
That was almost one with
so
really good.
So last time, you guys began in Ma Goblin's moving lab, where she warned you about the A-class team currently pursuing you. Go-Go Team Tection, a squad of elite douchebags composed of twins, Stardunk and Jazzler, and a moose man named Todd.
They're trying to kill us, but I like them.
Yeah, you guys like them. There's various people have crushes on Todd for some reason. He's only been described as a moose. After getting in several arguments with Grem about his gunner's nest, you arrived at Ma Goblin's safe house, where Mob Goblin and other revolutionaries had set up a camp. You spent some time buying potions and harassing your allies before Krugen pulled Callie aside and shared some disturbing news. While Professor Lizer was combing through his memories, Krugen felt Lizer focus on Callie's recent run-in with the dragon elves. Callie had handed a mysterious egg over to the elves, thinking it was a dragon, but Lizer's intense fear led Krugen to believe it might be something else entirely. Callie confirmed that the egg had been acting strangely, which prompted a response from Foster, who puffed up any time it was brought up.
It was cute.
It's kind of cute when his eyes turn red.
Kind of cute. Yep. Mm-hmm. That he's a little evil.
He's definitely a little evil.
You just forget the ducks can inflate. It's fun.
Yep. Callie confided in the rest of Duck Team about the mysterious egg and resolved to do some research about fauna of the Feywild. You were then summoned to Ma Goblin's War Council to discuss the revolution against Mothership. Ma plans on using the distraction of Beatrix's inevitable attack on the air yacht to send in a small team to wipe Alexandrite's memory, while the rest of the soldiers attack and sink the lab ships. Grem brought up that Mob Goblin didn't have an airship to transport said soldiers, and you volunteered to hijack one, working off a tip from Krugen to steal a ship from Lower Esri. You headed to the double docks, where you debated several plans about rain slickers and poison-dusted candy, which Calder later ate. Before deciding to just sneak onto a ship, you were about to take off before Go-Go Team Tection descended from the sky and demanded that all ships be searched before they departed. You narrowly avoided being discovered by the very attractive Todd. But before he left, he gave a summoning scroll to a squeaky-voiced salamander guard and told him to summon them if anything went wrong. The ship took off into the sky, but before you could nab the salamander, you overheard him telling a crew member that he had handed off the summoning scroll to another one of the guards, and that's where we are now.
All right.
So, you've all just snuck onto the deck.
Right.
Where the, you've kind of just rounded a little corner where, like, the cabin is that takes you down into the hull, and on the edge of the boat, you do see that the salamander guard is still talking to this crew member.
Yeah, Todd is pretty scary. I might be more scared of him than anything he'd protect me from, so that's kind of interesting.
And you see the crew members just trying to, like, clean up and do work. Just goes, yeah, great, bud. Good stuff. Why don't you go back to guarding or whatever. Do whatever you're supposed to do.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go look at the water.
All right, can we follow him?
Yeah, he goes over and looks at the water off the side of the boat.
So karate chops the back of his skull.
Go ahead and make an attack roll with advantage. Surprise round.
Okay. Good night, friend. That is going to be, you said attack roll? Yeah. 23.
23 hits. You just karate chop him right in the back of the neck as he's looking out of the ocean.
Wow, they said I'd never get out of Esri, but look at me now.
In another life, friend.
My name's Al, but they call me Alamander.
Fuck it. We adopt him.
Do you want me to roll damage?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be 7 damage for my first attack. Can I take my second attack?
Yeah. He already looks super hurt. Okay. You hit him in the neck. Oh, no! he's silent, though.
I use my, since we like presumably have a surprise round, yeah. I just use my attack to just
Alamander looks so hurt from the first chop. Emotionally, physically, everything.
I cover his mouth and give him a shh.
Just for the greater good. Yeah.
Who did you give the scroll to?
Yeah, who'd you give the scroll
oh,
to?
Oh, yeah.
Just knock him out.
Yeah, I'll say you can question him after you knock him out. Okay. I'll say the two attacks have to be boom, boom, or else he's going to yell.
All right, that's going to be a 26.
26 hits.
I think he's amped up because in that one book when I went home from winter break and I found a new friend, it was a salamander.
Oh, my God.
So he's projecting.
He's so petty.
Yeah. The boy wizard and the salamander pal, he wasn't a fan.
Calvin.
That one sounds good.
Yeah. Saul whispers, fucking Calvin Mander. That's going to be 10 damage.
Oh, my God. You knock him out so hard. You just brutally.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal. But you just hit him in the back of the head. There's this loud thud. And instead of him going out easy like a cartoon character in an action movie, he's just like looks concussed and starts to like gag to like throw up. And then you have to punch him again.
Hey, Albie, how was your break? Was it fun? Did you see all those movies we were talking about seeing together with fucking Calvin?
Saul, calm down. Please get off him. You're going to kill him.
We probably could have just chatted with him this
down.
Guy.
Drag him down. Drag him downstairs.
Right. We all need fucking therapy. I'm getting Jessica for a fucking group chat.
I would love that.
That would be nice, actually.
You guys grab Alamander and you pull him down into the cargo hold.
I just haven't had a chance to knit in a while. That really mellows me out.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll say this is kind of a prime time to be down in the cargo hold because people probably aren't going to be coming down here anyway, really. But also, while they're going up in the air, there's like work for the crew to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Should we bring him back to the...
I think we should put him in a box.
Yeah. Back to the food cave?
Bring him in the box.
Yes. Should we try and question him to see if we can figure out who he gave the scroll to?
Yeah, that's what we need to know.
Okay.
Sweet. Albin is going to go ahead, pulls out his wand, and goes, Agestion, say, Enchanticus, and casts Suggestion on...
that's why he's the best.
Alamander. That says, listen before you speak. Alamander is going to go ahead and roll. I'll say wisdom with disadvantage. Does not have a lot of wisdom anyway. You see, wakes up. looks up. Looks kind of shocked at all of you guys, but is held back from yelling by Albin's spell.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, we're not going to hurt you. You are totally...
But we fucking will if you squeal at all. Now listen to me, all right?
Albie!
What if he fucking yells, all right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to burn these little eyes out, huh? You see, he starts making a little fireball.
Actually,
and holds
this
him
is
up
really
to his...
good. Let's go good cop, bad cop.
Right.
Okay. I've got your back. Don't worry, kiddo.
See, Alamander looks really nervous.
If you
nervous.
Stick with me, you'll be safe. These guys are crazy fuckers, though.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop, cold cop, frog cop.
I'm going to try to find a middle ground.
I'm not going to yell.
All right, good. We already hurt you. We hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to hurt you even worse.
I feel sick.
We just need to know.
It smells like somebody's been farting it up in this box.
Don't look in the corner.
Someone might have. I don't know who it is, but we're trying to find that out. Yeah. Who did you give that scroll to?
The scroll?
Oh. The summoning scroll.
Well, sir, that's Esri Business, and I'm a D-class card.
I'm going to fart in this box again.
No, please. Go ahead and give me an intimidation check. Don't fucking fart on me, dude.
Well, that was only a 3.
Okay. I'm not scared of farts, sir.
He looks so brave.
Okay, really, though, it's just not your fight. You're going to be safe.
Every fight is my fight. I am a knight for the mothership.
Is this what I was like?
Even the smallest ship, even a mini ship, can someday become a mothership.
Okay. Do we have any semblance of our mothership uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, they're rusted over, and I mean, Callie looks completely fucking ridiculous, but the
we
two
have
of
our mana stones.
The two of you guys still kind of have your stuff, yeah.
Okay.
You have your mana stone. It's like...
I pull down my sweater and I show off my mana stone.
I'll say it's not like glowing.
Mm.
He goes, "You're off the grid. Hey, I know you guys.
Yeah,
you're the one they're looking for.
That's right. We're duck team.
We're duck team.
If I bring you guys in, they'll upgrade me to S-class for sure.
Okay, I lose pass without trace and I do friends on him.
Okay.
And then I just say, just tell me who you gave the fucking scroll to. And I fucking grab him by the shoulders, but not in a nice way.
Go ahead and give me an intimidation check with advantage.
18.
Nice.
You see, as soon as you get physical with him at all, as soon as you... grab his collar, he goes, "Okay, jeez, oh my god, okay, yeah,
if you ever want to see anything other than Esri,
right, yeah, no, oh, so dumb, I thought that I was having a chance to become S-class. It's freaking ridiculous. I'm D-class all the way.
Hey,
what?
It's okay to have dreams,
but also dream bigger than a fucking promotion.
It's okay to have good dreams.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm going to give you insider information and pass this amongst your friends. S-class is a scam. They fucking implant.
Yeah.
They implant you.
Why do you think it's called
S? You into
scam
an
class.
Agent.
You're traitors. That's why they call you guys the other T-class, because you guys are demoted from being part of...
Is that going around? Are people saying that a lot?
Yeah. Who did you give the scroll to?
Who did I give it? Okay. I give it to Brawl. He's the guy with, like, the nose ring who looks like pretty badass. He asked me what Todd said to me, and I said, nothing. He just gave me something, and he said, well, what did he give you? Give it to me. And I said, okay. And he punched me in the arm.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah. Me?
I'll go ahead and make an attack roll with advantage.
It's 24.
24. Even with your strength, you just punch and Alamander is knocked out.
Okay, put him in the box.
That's one in the box?
One in the box.
Here's a question. Callie, how good are you at disguising your voice?
Actually, pretty good.
Is there any sort of, like, tube system or, like, an intercom that we could use down here to summon someone to the hull?
Interesting. Go ahead and give me, I'll say, pure luck check. I'll say 10 or higher there is.
That's a 17?
17. Yeah, there is a system down here that's essentially a tube that you can speak into. There's a horn up on the deck, and you can definitely call up.
All right.
Okay. Brawl!
Brawl to the hole.
Brawl to the hole.
Call Brawl to the hole.
Callie, go ahead and give me a deception check.
Dirty 20.
There we go.
A few seconds later, you guys see...
Everyone hide.
Yeah, we hide.
You guys hide in the corners. Everybody go ahead and give me stealth checks again.
We don't have Pass Without Trace anymore.
Nat 20.
29.
Albin, I rolled a nat 1.
Albin, as a reaction, will cast invisibility on himself and Calder. You guys see Brol, this buff knight, still looks to be D-class, so
probably based on how he treated Alamander, it sounds like maybe it's an attitude problem. Bro, this dude with his like septum piercing starts stomping down the stairs and yells out,
"Alamander, you fucking nerd, what do you want?
Let's knock him out." I want to just be clinging to the ceiling and then drop down on him and attack.
Sweet. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Hell yeah.
12.
I also got a 12.
18.
So guys, I have some very fun, very intense news. You guys do get a surprise round on Brawl, but he's hardier than Alamander. Looks like sort of like a berserker dude, like a barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you guys this, even though it's a little metagaming, just to keep the stakes up. He rolled higher than you on initiative. So you see,
wow. He
has fast instincts. He goes to get the scroll.
Oh, God.
But on his first turn, he does not get to act. So you guys have to take him out on your first turn, or else he is going to use an action to do the summoning scroll on his turn.
Okay.
Ooh. All right.
Saul, you are first.
I think what I do is I was hiding behind Alamander. So I like hold him up and then I like toss him to the side and rush at him. And I'm going to use my bonus action to activate my spectral gauntlets.
Sick.
And that's going to be a dex 15 save for him.
Sweet. That is only an 11.
Great.
So fails the dex check. Okay. You slam into the ground. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do your damage as arcane energy knocks him back into the wall.
That's going to be... 8 points of force damage.
Sick.
And then I will take 2 attacks.
All right.
All right.
With advantage?
Yep.
All right. That's a 1 and a 2.
Jesus.
For my first attack.
You miss. Brawl is able to get the butt of his axe up to block your fist.
Ah, I'm distracted by his beautiful septum piercing.
You do kind of look like Alamander.
How dare you?
He's way hotter.
21 will hit?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's 7 more damage, and then I'm going to spend another key point to do a stunning strike.
Nice.
Let's
what is that, constitution
that.
Saving throw?
That's a constitution 15.
Got a +3 to constitution. I will roll in front of the table, 12 or higher, and he saves.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That is a natural 20.
My
God. Okay!
you bop Brawl in the nose, begins bleeding, licks the blood.
You little fucking twerp.
That is Callie's turn. Bro looks happy and healthy.
Oh boy.
Callie is split right now between commanding him to drop the scroll and just attacking. And she doesn't know which is safer.
Alamander pokes his head out.
You taught me that it's okay to have dreams. Follow your heart.
And then passes back out.
Eat some candy.
Okay. You know what?
He's too small.
Alamander's in there with the candy.
No!
I think I have a better chance of hitting because I get to roll with advantage, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Nice.
Nat 20, baby!
Jesus! Right.
Yes!
As Saul goes up and smashes him across the face, goes for like an uppercut to stun him, you see Brawl just eats the shot and looks at Saul just infuriated, but that distracts enough for Callie to go up and just pierces him in the fucking chest.
Okay, so if everything's doubled, it's 4d8 from the smite, the third level smite, plus 1d8 from the rapier, plus a d6, so it's 5d8 and a d6. And then times by 2.
Right.
Christ.
You're fucking done.
Oh, stop. I'll stop bullying people.
You were looking happy and healthy, you said.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is only 52 damage.
What?
Jake, you are sitting next to me. I would like you to read the number right here on how much health Brawl had left.
He had 52.
Yes! Callie, finish this dude.
I want to, I really want to keep, trying to scare Alamander. So I just want to like push his face right into the box where Alamander is so that Alamander sees the light go out of his eyes.
Jesus Christ.
I thought we liked Alamander now.
We need to keep him on our side.
You inadvertently save Alamander's life because he's waking up and just goes like, "Oh, I'm feeling faint. I need some of this candy." goes to eat some candy.
Don't eat the candy.
Sees you brutally murder Brawl. You see,
I get no non-lethal.
You don't. The not light goes out of his eyes, so he's still alive.
Yeah, like you get knocked out.
The light goes out of his consciousness.
He lost his will to live, but he's still there.
Great. You brutally knock out Brawl in front of Alamander. Alamander was feeling a bit peckish and was reaching for the candies, but you scare him enough that he passes back out and he faints. So you've got two knocked out guards down here. You knock out Brawl. You guys are now in the cargo hold of this ship.
We grab that scroll.
Yeah, grab the scroll.
Shove them in the...
you shove them both.
Yeah.
All right.
They're both box.
Tucked away in the box with the instant mana meals. You guys have this scroll now that is supposed to be able to summon Go-Go Team Tekshin.
All right, don't open it.
You see a seal on it that is a blue seal that has them in the three-point stance, the two twins pointing up.
It's such a good silhouette.
In the middle.
Before we dispel this, can we just like real quickly decide who would do which position and
right,
get
yeah,
ready
okay.
practice
it's pretty, it? Pretty obvious Calder's Todd, right?
No.
I thought I was kind of a Todd.
I also thought that he was Todd.
Yeah, they like toss me in the air and I like flex while I'm floating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people want to be a moose? Is this? Am I touching on something?
She's both animals.
Actually, Albie, how about you hold me up and together we're Todd.
Together we're Todd.
Together we're Todd.
That adds up.
That's interesting.
I predator Todd. Handshake Albie and say, together we're Todd.
Together Todd.
You Shit. Should predator handshake him and then like lift him up over your head.
Yes.
Well, I don't have Dispel Magic stocked right now, but why don't we just hang on to this for now?
Okay.
Keep it out of reach of any of the guards.
Oh, I don't like this.
What do you want me to do? I don't have
this is a fucking ticking time bomb.
Can we put it in the duck?
Can we throw it over the fucking airship?
That's not bad.
I'm worried that if something happened to it, I don't know, if it disintegrates, would that like trigger it in some way?
You work with spell scrolls, Albie. Is atmospheric
What are they gonna get
degradation
to the
going
ocean?
To trigger it?
Albin gets a 24 on an arcana check and goes, if it were destroyed, I don't think that they would necessarily know.
Wait.
Yes.
Or we bring it back to camp and summon them right there and kick their ass.
I love that.
And we can ambush them.
That's really
That's
good.
So sick. Okay, I shove it down Foster's throat. Like I'm feeding a goose for foie gras.
Throws up the two potions, but takes down the scroll of
Albie, something. Open up. And I put the...
Can't even fit a regular amount in his mouth.
Wow, you have a really small
bite. I have
bite.
A small mouth.
Yeah. He can't even have a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. Ugh, too much.
Your
too big.
Teeth are so close together.
I have little teeth and I have a little mouth. What are you trying to say, Calder?
I love little
it's
teeth.
It's an observation.
Yeah.
Little teeth up beautiful.
Well, you're smaller than your siblings, so.
Whoa!
What?
Okay. We don't have to go there.
Hey, little mouth, easy.
Everything's been like kind of in good nature until that. That just crossed the line.
We just took a giant step backwards.
I don't know. Giant step backwards like one of your sisters or brothers might do, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I think we need to reprogram Alexandra to be our therapist. That's what we need to do.
I take a stressful pace. Hey, Saul, can you handle this? Because it's falling apart.
Okay, sorry. Saul, he's been going at me with the toilet paper stuff.
He's been really ragging on you.
That happened yesterday.
All right.
Calder?
What? I said when it happened. I didn't do anything.
Albie has value and worth. You are very strong and powerful and tall. You both have so many great attributes that you need to recognize in each other, because I see both of you for what you are, which is amazing friends.
Oh, well, thank you, Saul.
Fuck it. I'm texting Glenn.
Callie, no.
We're regressing.
There's no such thing as phones.
Yeah, right. But he's got to have toilet paper.
Saul uses his gauntlets to bring everyone in for a hug and said, we can talk this out later. Right now, we got to focus up. You're all great. I love you all. Let's do this.
All right, great. So we've got two guards up there still and about eight crew members, I think, in the captain. From being a mothership employee, I can tell you they're not that dedicated when pressed. Mm-hmm. So you might even be able to even intimidate the guards. But if you wanted to be safe, you could take them out. I don't think the crew is going to fight you.
I know someone who's really good at intimidation. Saul, isn't that like kind of a specialty that you can make your voice boom and intimidate?
Yeah. You see that Saul's visage appears, and it's this like I think it kind of looks almost like a suit of armor, but like a frog suit of armor. So like a big, like, clamping mouth that comes over it, and the eyes like glow red as if they're on fire.
I'm intimidated.
And this like kind of billowing, flaming cape appears behind him when he activates his visage. And he says,
yeah, I can be intimidated.
Holy shit.
Wow.
All right, so
awesome.
Do we just want to go up there, visage ablazing? Or?
So it's 8 crew members, mm-hmm. and then 2 more guards?
And 2 guards, yeah.
2 guards, and then 1 captain?
And 1 captain. You'd have to... These aren't, like, pirates. These are dudes who are literally driving instant summon meals to Iron Deep to sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the question is, do we have to take out these guards and then intimidate?
That is the actual question.
I think our plan... Maybe we take out the guards, and then we go up to the captain, intimidate the captain into corralling everyone into the box.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if we can find out where the guards are first.
Is everybody going up or just 1 person?
Calder, maybe you should stay down.
Yeah, I'll guard the box.
I'll say invisibility. It could still be active because Albin and Calder did not go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Great, let's all go.
Okay, sweet. Let's all go. All
right, we'll go. So I'll say... Calder and Albin do not need to roll stealth. They are invisible right now because they did not attack during that fight.
Also, I gave Jake my dice that rolled 2 nat 20s last session. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for crits.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody.
For crits from Calder.
Thanks Great. For your blessings. Albin, this is amazing. I actually can't see your bald spot at all right now.
Well, they should have. Oh, we're over this.
Oh, it's because you're invisible. That's why.
I whisper to Callie, is this their love language?
Maybe.
Keeping an eye on it.
I'm going to stop concentrating on invisibility, Saul.
You better not.
I rub the specific spot in Albin's back that I know gets sore.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're
There's
welcome.
A knot in there.
Yeah, it's been there for
and
years.
His name is Calder.
I will rub a spot in Calder's back that I don't know if it gets sore or not.
Yeah, it does. That's you actually fucking nailed it.
Your circulation cannot be good.
Great.
Sweet.
I go to town.
Allie and Saul, give me stealth checks.
Only a 14 for Callie.
Okay.
Pass without trace is not active, right?
Nope.
Okay. 16 for Saul.
That is going to pass passive perception of the 2 guards and the crew members, who the crew members care even less than the guards, and the guards don't seem to care that much. You still got the guard that's been picking their butt. And then you see another guard is up there. So you guys go up onto the deck. You sneak around a corner. I'll say Albin and Calder, you're able to walk out even further onto the deck. And yeah, you see that there are 2 guards at either end of the ship, like towards the front. I'll say that you guys had to go to like the back of the ship to get down to the hull.
All right.
Can we just Assassin's Creed them?
Sweet. I'll say you guys kind of stand and your stealth rolls are good enough that you wait for them to kind of switch positions to get to a spot where you can pull them behind something and try to quietly take them out.
Let's each take a guard. Let's be efficient.
Okay.
Saul, you sneak up behind 1 guard.
Yeah.
We'll say you go first. Go ahead and make your attack with advantage.
Okay.
These ones look less like the big burly Brawl, who again looked like he was D-class because of an attitude problem. And these guys are D-class because they look like weenies.
Right. Mm-hmm. They can't stop scratching that butt.
His mothership issued underwear sure gets up there.
19?
19 hits.
That's 7 damage on the first hit.
Sweet already looks hurt.
17 to hit.
Hits.
Great. And that'll be another 9 damage.
With the total, you successfully knock them out. You chop them in the back of the neck.
Great.
They pass out. You pull them behind some boxes. Second card, Cal, you sneak up behind them.
I think it's not worth using spell slots, so...
All right, why don't I go after the second one? It can be part of the intimidation.
Right. Yeah. You coming out of invisibility scare them a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, so... I'm gonna swing the blunt part of my ice blade and come out of invisibility just before I hit.
Sweet, you see one of the guards is just journaling, looking out at the ocean.
Oh no, is this the one who was looking at pictures of their ex?
Yes.
Oh, go
Can I make
so
a perception
gentle.
Check and see if I can read any of the...
actually, if I could just copy what they're doing from my therapy homework.
Yeah. They're writing really bad poetry. It's rhyming, and it doesn't need to rhyme necessarily. It's like,
sounds kind of like our intros.
Yeah, it's like, Dave, you left me and I'm feeling sad, but when we were together, it was bad. It could have been good.
Okay.
If only you would love me too. Okay. Love me do.
Okay. I communicate to everyone, we can save this one, okay?
Right.
I'm telling you, I know from experience, it's like looking in an unflattering mirror. She's desperate.
I think we just get them all in the box and we work out all our feelings.
She will imprint on us.
Sometimes this is what you need. I'm just going to say, get over Dave. He didn't mean anything to you. And
try to knock her out. Yeah. Sweet. Go ahead and make your attack with advantage.
Shout out to the two crew.
No!
But I roll with advantage. It's a surprise round,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 26.
Great. 26 hits.
There we go.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. That's 18.
Instantly knock her out.
Great.
What, Dave? Instantly knock her out. You see Calder, you come out of invisibility. You've just knocked out this guard. You see all the crew members who are just workers who are working on this airship. It's an airship. They didn't let down the sails. They had to inflate the balloon more.
Yeah.
They're like pumping air into it to
For the first time, I see what these look like. It's a giant balloon.
It's a
oh yeah,
majestic.
It's a balloon, but also there's wings with little propellers. It's both. It's like a hot air balloon, but also I'm working the fire thing.
I think I look down too much. I need to look up more.
That's beautiful.
But they look worried. They start panicking. You see, they start going for daggers and things to like defend themselves with. See a couple guys have like brass knucks.
That's cute. We're the guards now.
Yeah.
Can I flare my intimidating visage?
Yeah, I'll say you guys can do a group intimidation check. Mm-hmm. You can either do it, two of you have to pass the DC, or you can do it, one of you does it.
Let's do it as a group.
Okay.
Duck team.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say these guys don't have a lot of skin in the game here.
Right.
They're probably, you know, a little worried that they might get in trouble, but they also are not willing to die for these fucking frozen dinners. So I'm going to say DC 10.
Okay.
I'm going to try to intimidate them by being like a hot, powerful woman.
There's nothing more intimidating than that.
Oh my God.
But they might, they might lash out against it.
I just absolutely pretend to be more self-assured than I am. Only 11 for Callie.
Okay.
Maybe she 13. Shouldn't have done a performance.
19 for Saul.
Okay. All three of those pass. I'll say Albin has to do it too. I'm going to say Albin gets a minus 2 to intimidation, but gets a 17, gets a 15.
Wow.
So you see he pulls out his wand and holds it up to the captain. You see a little bit of fire coming out. I'll fucking ice this dude with fire. I'll ice him, but with fire. You understand?
Don't rub it in.
Yeah.
I just can't decide the right posture. And I keep switching which side I'm showing.
You nailed it. Number two.
So I was like,
wait, which was number
that one,
two?
Pop, this, shoulder.
Shoulder,
chin
shoulder
up,
out, chin
foot
up.
Back.
Okay.
Not that up.
Okay, arm. Gotta give him the arm.
That's good.
Yeah. Saul's eyes glow like spotlights to put Callie in the middle.
You see, one guy was just narrating everything and just goes like, oh my God, she's hot and powerful. She's hot and a little worried. She's hot and really worried. She's not hot anymore.
Okay, you know what? Thoughts can stay in your head and no one's worse for it.
All right. I'm going to go back to working the fire thing on this balloon.
I'm going
to
push him off.
He sees up in the basket. You see the captain pushes Albin off of him and goes, God damn it. Guards! Where the fuck are the other guards?
Yeah, didn't you hear him? We're the guards now.
We're the guards now.
Okay, Batman. Very good.
They ate some bad
Frog
noodles.
Man, actually.
Frogman.
Frogman,
good.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want?
We want you all to get into the air dinghy.
These frozen dinners gotta get to Iron Deep.
And we are taking them there. We are just taking that.
Oh, right. Are you? Are you really?
No, we are taking the airship, and we don't want to hurt any of you.
All right, we can put the frozen dinners in the dinghy with you.
I recognize you three.
Yeah, of course you do, because we're fucking wanted.
Yeah. And you can tell
for way more than 35 gold.
Ooh, you know what? I bet they'll give you a little bit of coin for saying that you saw us.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is be the hero captain that saves your crew by bringing them on a dinghy. And hey, maybe you can go through the drive-thru on the way down.
And look at us. We give a shit about you. Has Mothership ever told you to go through the drive-thru on the way down?
What is this drive-thru?
The drive-thru with the skate dingy.
TGI Skydays has a back window.
Yeah, they got pickup to go.
But the dingy is not an air dingy. It just goes in the water.
Does it really?
It's just a fucking boat.
There's a boat.
On the airship.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll touch down. We're gonna touch down on the water.
Yeah.
Drop you off.
Great. Yeah.
There's a lower dock.
Leave me in the fucking.
We're gonna see. You're a captain.
You're gonna do an emergency landing. You're gonna do an emergency water landing, and everyone's gonna think you are your picture's gonna be in the paper.
I'm a fucking month away from retirement.
You're freaking Sully, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
We're the good guys.
I believe it. All right.
I don't know about that.
Land the fucking ship. You guys see they stop.
Deflate the balloon.
They start deflating the balloon. You guys start lowering. And eventually you reach the water. Under duress, the crew gets off the ship and begins loading into a dinghy.
Hey, guys, can we see a little more enthusiasm for the fact that your lives are spent?
Alamander, feel bad. Alamander, if you could start carrying the dinners as well.
I'm concussed.
I think I'm like a little bit glitching and being like, should we offer them some fucking sweets on their way out?
They are going to have to survive on the ocean for like 24 hours.
Let's give them one TV dinner and a lollipop.
You're damn right I'll take that lollipop. You see the captain takes it and sticks it in his mouth.
Everyone share it. Right. Everyone should share it. No one should have the whole thing.
Only,
all right? I'm 4'10", okay? I get enough shit from my crew.
I grab him by the chin and I say, good luck out there, and then I cast purify food and drink on his mouth.
Sweet. You purify the lollipop, he takes it, he gets onto the ship. You guys, the two other guards that you guys beat up, Alamander and the other guy, you want to put them on the ship as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Everyone goes.
I'll say there's a couple dinghies.
Yeah.
You load them up on the two dinghies. You let them off. And you guys are on the
I want to pants bro. I don't want Brol to wake up with any sense of status.
Also, to throw them off Mob Goblin's trail, can I say, like, when you get back to shore, tell them that the Chosen have returned. The Light Keepers have spoken.
Go ahead and give me
chug a milk.
Go ahead and give me a deception check.
Okay.
Do it with advantage.
Cool.
Milk.
14?
14. You see the captain nods and goes like, all right, bud. they both get into dinghies and they float off.
Lollipop.
And the four of you guys are on this huge airship.
I turn to Saul with so much belief in my eyes. This is where you take over.
Okay, that's right. Saul cracks his spectral knuckles and then reads a tiny book.
I think I might go take a nap, so just wake me up when we're home.
I think we're going to need
lavatories that way.
Here, Calder.
Yeah, right.
Just shit over the side of the boat.
All right. Calder relieves himself.
Oh, dude, I still smell it, even out here in the open air.
We're flying.
Aim away from the dinghy.
We're in the water.
Go to the front of the boat.
I hear it from the back.
Oh, like you've never taken a shit before.
Not off a boat, you fucking freak.
It's the most arrhythmic plops I've ever heard.
It's your fault.
Albin is famously poop shy.
Yes.
All okay. Right. Saul does a quick refresher on the manual, and then, tries to steer this massive cargo ship.
Sweet. Go ahead and give me, like, a vehicle proficiency check. So I'll say intelligence, but you can do it with advantage because you've got the manual.
Great. Intelligence is my worst stat. I don't know why I decided that I wanted to fly things. Shout out to the two crew, but I also got a 17.
Yeah!
Okay, that is going to bump down to a 16.
16, sick. Yeah. I was going to say DC 15 to get this thing into the air.
Great.
Which is the hardest part. So you guys are able to... you've got, I'll say, Albin up in, like, the nest under the balloon, mm-hmm. getting that set up. You are able to find something to get the propellers going.
Yeah.
And you guys begin kind of using the water as a runway and then getting up into the air.
Can we say that my visage transforms into a pair of pilot's goggles?
Of course.
Can I look through, like, the log of the ship and see what sort of voyages it's been making? Mm. Sort of just like, I don't know, maybe there's something telling.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Sweet.
just like some light snooping.
Yeah. Sick. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I add 0 to that. 17.
With a 17, you look at these ledgers and you see that they are constantly making trips for these stupid monomials to the point that it feels a little bit suspicious.
I'm going to go look through all the boxes for something more than monomials.
Can I give her guidance on investigation?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Actually, I know that Calder is the detective. So yes. I think I'm like, Calder, something's up. Will you help me look?
I will bring a crowbar.
Yeah, sick. Go ahead and make another investigation check with advantage.
Oh,
what? I'll say you can both make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you guys know what you're looking for. You guys know what you're doing.
I got a 14.
Okay.
Calder, I guess I'll give the guidance to you at a D4.
Yeah, give it.
It's a 19.
All right.
You guys start cracking open these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are, in fact, just full of these mothership, miniship monomials.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have like a layer of monomials. And under it is like cachets of potions. Caches of weapons.
Oh, shit.
What?
I am so fucking proud of you. I was so excited that we were going to deliver meals because everybody's been eating stew.
That's true. Both things are good. There are a lot of meals here. They don't go a fucking long way.
Can I see who in Iron Deep are they sending it to? Is there someone that's been signing it off?
Uh-huh.
My God.
Oh, man.
You see that these shipments are going to somebody with the last name Bronzebeard.
Interesting.
Which would be significant to you because the current queen of Iron Deep is named Jaina Bronzebeard.
Okay, so Mothership is sending secret weapons and military supplies to the Queen.
Well, here's the weird thing. It is not signed by the Queen. These are going to somebody named Gromdahl Bronzebeard.
Oh no, what if it's a coup to unseat the Queen? That would be a way to set up a puppet government. If they have someone who is jealous of the queen, wants to unseat her, they pay for a rebellion and then get themselves a king.
That's right.
That sounds really bad. This is Saul on the intercom, by the way.
Oh, hey, yeah, I've just had my elbow on the button so you could hear everything.
I appreciate that.
I'm up by the balloon. I can still hear.
In the nest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, holy shit.
So they're arming a coup, potentially.
You know that Krugen has contacts in Iron Deep. That is where he's from.
Okay, so when we get back down, we can kind of be like, hey, Krugen, you need to send word to your contacts that they are mobilizing against the queen and it's a mothership conspiracy.
We gotta give them eyes on this manifest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I think I make a neat little pile of evidence to present to Krugen.
Exhibit A, Exhibit B.
Yeah.
Exhibit D, team.
D team.
There you go. I feel less bad about depriving the people of Iron Deep of these meals now.
That hadn't crossed my mind, but I'm glad it crossed yours.
I feel happy that we're inspiring them to cook for the first time.
You really have a thing against these meals.
It just feels good. It's a process.
I think he doesn't like that he has to heat them up.
I like cold.
Yeah, all you have to do is put them under a little bit of fire.
That's enough out of you, Albin.
I'll push him out the nest.
Breaks his neck and dies. No!
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful, beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening, and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
So you guys are able to pilot the ship and get it to the docking station that Ma Goblin had given you the coordinates to, just outside of the bubble. There are no other airships here. It is just regular boats. So I'll say you guys, like, as you start to get close, you land in the water, and you just pull up to the docks.
Saul, does this thing have a radio?
Yeah, let me see. Saul,
it's a little late. Just as we're pulling in, we're going
to
turn it on.
I like to pull in style.
Oh, right.
Hold on. Actually, Saul flips
I'm really torn between the fact that it's not a good idea to blast the radio on a stolen vehicle and how much I want to play Rainbow in the Dark right now.
Saul flips the intercom so it faces out and just blares out as we land.
All right. I hand it over to Calder's playlist.
There you go. That's an entrance.
It's the Mothership playlist, so you just hear over and over again, we love the Mothership. The Mothership knows best. Right.
Can I, like,
when she's mean to us, that means it's only a test.
Can I charge up a Thunderous Smite and try and make a dubstep remix of it by just, like, electrocuting the machine?
Call it the Mothership.
Call Mothership. Call their breakdances in the middle.
All hail the Mothership.
He can figure skate. He can break dance. What can't Calder do?
Calder's pirouetting across the deck.
I had my first kiss to this song.
You guys see, as soon as you guys pull onto the docks, there's some hobgoblins waiting for you guys there. They start nodding along to the music.
Sweet remix. Really good, guys.
Trap rock.
They moonwalk onto the boat.
Holy shit.
You see there are other dock workers.
Are we in a musical?
Callie tries to sing and it's terrible.
Everyone stops.
Oh my god. This is a musical.
Holy shit.
Guys, stop.
When you do it, I believe it.
And here comes the beatboxing.
I am the boy wizard.
Yes.
I'm Miss Glenn.
Oh, the hobgoblins are leaving. Shit.
I stand on the prow as I sing on the top of my lungs.
These hobgoblins come on, and you see as you guys start digging, they're like,
you guys are good to go.
Okay. Okay. Like to Broadway?
We'll take that.
Okay, yeah.
Go away. Yeah, go away.
Is there a drill car waiting for
you
us?
You see that Grem is waiting for you guys on the docks.
I do a finger gun.
That's not That's a finger Dorg. Gun.
Eggman, what's up?
What did you call me? What's
Calder Galley back me up? Call me?
Albin?
He called you a fucking Eggman.
Yes!
You little shivering prick.
The boy wizard.
You see Alvin's legs are shaking.
I was gonna join in, but as soon as Albie said prick, I just stopped frozen.
You see Grem.
Albin, Grem just has... Walk it back, Albin.
What I mean by that
is an impressive... Albie going too
A shivering prick would be impressive... Because
Why?
There are sexual toys that people will buy that vibrate in order to give them more pleasure. And you, by being a shivering prick, are better than a normal prick.
Look at this brain. Look at his massive brain. You Think can't about compare.
It. Look at this brain. Look at it.
It's so
how does it work?
We miss Glenn.
You see, Grem is so mad he can't even fight you. You see just, he has a bald head, so you see just the biggest, somehow a vein through his skull.
A tear comes to my eye hearing Calder say, we about Glenn, because now I know Glenn is our problem.
You have to come with me. I can't kill you. Ma said, I have to come get you, so you have to come with me. You just have to come with me and live, okay?
Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grem takes you guys back.
I walk a little behind him so I can dance the entire way there, just still testing this musical theory.
He keeps looking over his shoulder.
Snapping like I'm a jet.
Saul slaps Alvin's butt.
You guys once again are led through the sewers and to a maze of tunnels before arriving back in the huge cavern that hosts Mob Goblin and their fellow revolutionaries. You guys were gone, I'll say, for like the morning, and you guys are back and it's the afternoon. You see Mob Goblin is out amongst all the other people. You see she's talking to a few people. There's still people practicing. There's people setting up more tents. There's more people coming in. It is the next day, the day after the launch pad mini rebellion. Mm-hmm. And you do see that they seem to have been able to bring in some of the mages that were maybe disaffected and did not want to be part of Mothership anymore. You see the Otter Pal.
I absolutely predator handshake.
Yeah.
Hey, five stars.
Five stars. You graduated from a scoop.
Thanks for the water bottle.
Welcome
what
aboard,
is your
little
name?
Buddy.
Fuck.
Tell us everything about
My
you.
My name's Lotter.
Lotter?
Lotter the Otter.
Lottie.
Who is your boy wizard?
My boy wizard? Fuck you. My wizard.
I just want to know everything about you.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Mine too.
Oh, that's so convenient because we really represent that color.
Yeah, we're the blue crew.
Yeah.
In our own way.
Oh, you're here, Foster.
Foster. Where were you during the musical, Foster?
He's flying around.
He's keeping the beat.
My boy wizard's name is Furter.
Furter?
Furter and Slaughter?
Lottie and Furter?
Lotter, yeah.
Lotter.
Yeah. Lottie and Furter.
But I bet when you go into battle, it's a Slaughter.
Nice. What?
That's so good.
What?
If you don't understand it, you never will. And I walk away really angry.
Kelly.
Holy shit.
I tried to turn to Lotter and say, what did you do?
No.
My God.
Don't worry about him. He's too smooth. Everything slides off of him.
He's not worth it.
You see Alvin goes over to Furter. You think you're a boy wizard? You're a toddler. What are you, 19? Grow up, loser.
All right, Albie. You're laying it on real thick.
It's fine.
Albie is a shivering prick.
That's right. I'm like a vibrator. I'm better than you, dildo.
What?
And he
moonwalks. What is with this fucking war camp that is bringing out all the drama in us?
This place is toxic.
We gotta get back to the tent.
You mean the nest?
We gotta get back to the nest.
Mock Goblin runs over to you guys. Do you see Grem goes, "As much as it kills me to report this, they have succeeded in their mission."
I step on his foot.
Mock Goblin goes, You've secured an airship.
Yes, yes, and I think we might have uncovered something that is important to relay to the Queen of Irondeep.
We need to talk to Krugan.
We need to talk to Krugan.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just thought we were reporting to you. Should I not have told you?
That's good. I'm more like more problems. Fuck.
Well, yeah. Right. No, but I think they might be funding some kind of like coup in Irondeep.
On the plus side, we have noodles for the stew.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, we have so much food.
Mama meals, I love this shit. You guys pull out a couple. You guys are able to find Krugan. He's nearby, just shooting the shit with a couple of the hobgoblins out here.
It's dark there.
Yeah. Hey.
Dark.
There you are.
Dark, yes. We need you back. Grem is giving me the blues. Oh. And not in a good way.
Yeah.
That guy's a hard-boiled egg is what he is, right? I'm just a regular egg. Once you get past the shell, I'm so.
We're kind of calling him.
You're runny.
Yeah.
We're kind of calling him Eggman. I don't know if that's going to like God, stick around.
Holy shit.
It hasn't gone over he's well, super, but I feel like we have to lean into it if
I've
it's going to work.
Kill people. I've never met someone sensitive about eggs.
Yeah, no.
He we loves did actually them. Kick him out of
the nest. He loves the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, we're bullying him pretty hard.
I don't think he slept last night. He was just looking at the nest.
Okay.
It was honestly fucking scary.
I'm starting to feel a bit of guilt.
All right, well, we can establish a new nest on the ship.
Okay, we just have to move all his stuff.
Because Krugan really was talking to Dark and goes stuff. Like, is there something you guys want to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
What's going on?
Krugan, all right. We think, basically, Mothership is sending potions and weapons to Irondeep to someone with the last name Bronzebeard, but not the Queen.
Yeah.
We think that it could be sort of fueling something to overthrow the Queen. Yeah. I don't know what Mothership and Irondeep are like.
Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks.
Cool.
Oh, 13. Baby. Nat 20.
Yeah!
That's that dice.
That's the dice that performed for me last time.
Emily, I begged Emily for the dice and she gave it to me. My God, is it good?
He cried. He begged.
Yeah, I had to throw a tantrum outside. But
you see, as Callie says that with a nat 20, Krugan is shook. Really? As soon as he hears the Bronzebeard name, he shook.
Tell us what's going on.
Does the name Gromdahl mean anything to you?
Oh, boy. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's getting that look.
You see, he goes, Dog, can we have a moment?
No. Dog, stay.
No, please, this is deeply personal.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right, catch you later, Dr. Treats.
Hey, take a lap, Dog. I'm just here for the good times.
Shoots the finger guns out.
You're the man, Dark.
He
I
leaves.
Love him.
I feel like
do
that
I
guy,
rebound with
I feel
him?
Like that guy completely changed. I used to know him before he was.
We have that effect.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Okay. What's up?
So you guys gave me back that picture of my family. You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My history in Irondeep involves the Bronzebeards, and it's sort of why I'm not on speaking terms with my wife and daughter, okay.
How closely are you intertwined with the Bronzebeards?
Oh, the Bronzebeards are just one of the families that I'll work with from time to time. So basically, if you guys don't know much about what's going on in Irondeep, about 200 years ago, Irondeep had its last true monarch, King Grimthor Magannis. By the time he died, the region had undergone some serious change. So for the next ruler, instead of just passing the crown to the next in his line or setting up marriages amongst the old families, they formed a council and had a vote. And now they do that basically every 50 years, which is a very reasonable time period if you consider how old dwarves can live to be.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually 172. You look great. Thank you so much.
You look really good.
Not a day over 90.
Appreciate you.
I've seen you pull so much tail.
It's only because I desperately miss my family. Anyway, the great families lost a lot of power once they put this new system in place. And the Bronzebeards were one of them. Iron Deep has become a bit of a mess. Essentially, all of the old families that used to trade the crown back and forth have now used their power and influence to essentially become crime families and become businesses that can then influence the politics of the region or even just, you know, bully other shop owners and things like that. So my story is that I used to be a regular old merchant, yeah, and I was put out of business by some goons from the old families. My daughter was young at the time, so despite the fact that they put us out of business, I went to work for them. When my wife found out, and my daughter found out, she was an adult by that time, they weren't too happy that I had joined the enemy.
What did you do for them? Something you're not proud of? Or was it just the mere association?
It's mostly just...
You know, I wouldn't beat yourself up because, like, you have to do what you have to do to get by.
I mean, I'll tell you this much. They're still in Iron Deep, and they're not working with them. So there's a way to live without doing it.
So maybe you were seduced, or...
Yeah.
Do you still talk to them?
Yeah, I've still got contacts in Iron Deep. What did you...
Do you have any contacts to get to Jane and Bronzebeard?
To the Queen? I mean, she's pretty squeaky clean. That's how she kind of...
Do you know why?
If anything, her family name would have hurt her from becoming queen. She is at odds with the rest of her family. She's pretty much disowned them.
So why is her family stockpiling potions and weapons?
It could be something as serious as a coup. It could be as mundane and shitty as them stocking up on charm persons so they can just trick people out of their money.
And you spent time with them.
Yeah.
What do you put your money on?
Normally, I would say this was just run-of-the-mill goonery. But Gromdahl is one of those true believers who thinks that the queen is sort of an insult to their family and probably thinks she's giving them a bad name.
Okay.
Okay. So since you're from there, like, what do you think is the move? Who do we give this information to?
Oh, man.
What happens if you show your face there?
Well, then I'd have to, Saul, I'd have to show my face there.
Would that be a bad thing?
Well,
you have to show your face to say sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that picture I gave you. See, he pulls out the picture and he looks at it.
Oh, they are going to be pissed.
You held on to that photo for a reason. If you need us to go with you, if you need support, we're happy to do it.
No, I'm...
I've worked intimately with you. I know your tells. We could absolutely run a town.
You know what, Gally? I appreciate it. I think you guys have done enough for me. I got no place to go anyway, and I think this cause is a good one, and they need you, but I think you're right. Why don't I go ahead and hop on a ship back to Iron Deep, and I can try to get the word out to the Queen.
See if you can put a pause in this coup.
Yeah.
A light pause.
I would imagine that this was probably just a small part of a bigger thing.
We saw the manifest.
Yeah.
Callie found it.
It's been going on for a while.
Oh, all right. Okay. Keep it together, Krook. Yeah. You're in the shit now.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
So you're going to go back up?
I think I gotta.
So sad. I've grown so accustomed to you.
Well, Kelly, I've,
you know, we've been living together for months now. So, of course, I'm gonna, you know, I'll miss hearing the pitter-patter of rain up in the belfry.
I'll make you a little to-go rain. And I take, like, a little mason jar and just fill it up with rain.
He takes it and he looks deeply touched. And he gives you a big hug, Callie.
Don't put a fish in there. It's very acidic.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Callie.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me pretend to be a good person for a while. Yeah.
You weren't pretending.
Practicing then.
I like that.
All right.
And do take a roll of toilet paper. Because if you need us.
You never know.
You need to reach out. Right. And the best way to reach out. It's a roll of toilet.
Yeah.
Toilet
you heard paper. Of the scroll spell. This is the roll spell.
You don't want to be caught without one.
All right. Well, I can't imagine I'll be able to completely tidy this up on my own. So if so you ever swing
will
by
be
Iron
meet.
Deep,
okay.
I'll be there.
That's a promise.
All right.
I'm
going
to have to get a passport.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you managed to steal that insurance card, so.
Yeah, I already have a couple fakes.
All right. Well, if you guys go to Iron Deep, I'll see you all at church.
You see, makes the sign of the beard.
Long may it grow.
I make the sign of the beard.
Long may it grow.
Long may it grow.
He gives you guys little nods, and you see he goes and he walks off.
I break down into tears. He took me in. I was trying to show a brave face, but he took me in when I was in a really vulnerable place. Please.
Bring it in. Come here.
Come here. Come on. Come on. Albin, you too.
Is this a all safe right. place to totally ugly cry? Yeah.
Let's go back to the nest.
I'll say, actually, as you guys have just finished having this kind of like emotional talk with Krugin as he goes to walk away, you guys suddenly hear a commotion coming from the edge of camp. From one of the tunnels that you guys did not come from. You see that there's like several entrances here. It seems like they're trying to keep this area secret, but it's really big. This is kind of just naturally how it formed. And you guys see hobgoblin guards dragging someone over to Mah Goblin.
Okay, I mean,
yeah.
I guess let's just go peek
saunter
the
over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're walk over there.
You guys walk over. You see Mah Goblin's in the same place she was, sort of near the entrance tunnel that you guys came in at with a bunch of other people. You see that a circle forms, and you see these guards are holding the arm of a young bullywug. You see she's this blue bullywug in rags with, like, cracked little glasses. The guard sort of takes her and throws her towards Mah Goblin and goes...
We caught this one sneaking around outside the camp.
Mah Goblin holds her hands up and she goes, "No, no, do not hurt this child. What is your name?" And you see the little bullywug with like cracked glasses looks up and goes,
"Hi, my name is Liddy. Sorry for the commotion, everyone. I was looking around in the caves just for some bugs or for something for us to eat, and I smelled the stew, and I wanted to try to get it back to my friends at the water park, and I thought that maybe
water park.
We could have some."
And Mah Goblin goes,
"Okay, child, you may share some of our food with us."
And you see the guard speaks up and goes,
"How did you get here from the water park? This is deep in the tunnels."
"It is quite far for you to walk." I'm sorry, I got lost.
Can I do a perception check?
Or insight, some, you mean?
Insight, yeah. Can I do an insight check?
Yep.
I don't have good insight. That's a 7.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
Can I do a history check? See if I would know anything about secret passages around the water park?
Sure.
Right. 14?
You would assume that this is, it's a little bit of a far-fetched story, but she appears to be telling the truth. The sewers do connect to the cave network, and they do, you can get here.
I'll step forward.
Okay.
Listen, she's telling the truth. There are ways to get from the water park to here, but I don't know if this is the whole truth. I turn to her. Liddy, you said?
Liddy, yes.
Did you come here alone? Or did somebody put you up to this?
Just me.
Can I activate my visage and do an insight?
Uh-huh.
Cool, so I'll roll that with advantage.
Yep.
22.
You see a little flicker in her eyes as she looks away from you for a second.
Yes. I mean, no. I had to come here because everyone's hungry, and I'm one of the oldest, and I had to find food.
Which part of the water park did you grow up in?
I'll say that the way this steampunk water park was laid out is that there was a big fake airship in the middle that was hollowed out and cracked to make it look like it landed on top of a volcano.
So cool.
And then there's a slide that goes down into a bunch of little pools and stuff. Mm-hmm. The pools are all dried out, and then there's different areas that used to have like different carts and had food in them and whatnot. She goes,
well, most of us stayed up in the ship, sir.
Well, I mean, no matter what, if it's someone coming for nefarious reasons and they just leave with a bunch of mana meals, no harm, no foul. And if they're being sincere and they leave with a bunch of mana meals, that's good.
Yeah, let's send her back to the water park with an escort and a bunch of mana meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see,
I'd be happy. I'd be happy to escort the mana meals.
Yeah, the guard pipes up and goes, yeah, that's all fine and dandy until she runs off and tells somebody.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't think you understand what they go through out there. It gets very cold at night, and there's not a lot of protection. The only reason they camp out there is because they can hide in the passageways and the tunnels when the raiders and the various thieves come. They're no threat to us. I'll watch her. I'll make sure.
The guard goes to protest. Ma Goblin holds her hand up.
Saul, you seem to know more about this than I do, but I will say, if this were up to me, I would say, girl stays here, she eats with us, we leave her with a guard, she stays here. But
can we keep her here and then, but still send food back to her friends?
Now there's an idea.
You have a little more time with her, get to know her. You, Liddy, get a couple of nice nights' rest in a comfy bed.
I really should be getting back to my siblings.
Okay.
They'll be scared if people show up and I'm not there.
I'm going to use Word of the Spirit to speak in the minds of Albin and Calder and Callie. I think I can only do it like one at a time, but I'll kind of just like whisper a bit and say, something's up here, but I can't turn her away. We have to watch her, but we might need to follow her back too.
I really obviously mouth back, I'm with you.
I just say out loud, totally.
What? All right.
Okay.
We will vouch for the girl.
All right. You've done a lot for us. I've saved you a couple times. You've saved me a couple times, but you have just gotten us a ship. So we owe you one. If you can vouch for this girl, then we trust you.
All right.
Can you do something for us, though? We have a spell scroll that's going to summon the people, that really cool formation team.
Yeah. The douchebags?
Yeah, the go-go team tactics.
Don't give them an even cooler name.
Another D name. Jesus.
Can you keep it safe? Make sure it's not summoned, because we don't want it accidentally falling into the wrong hands and getting summoned.
You have a summoning scroll?
And
for the douchebags?
Yes.
See, she starts salivating.
Giving them a cool name.
Oh, you could summon them right into like the latrines.
We could just pop them up.
Yeah.
And just absolutely
just absolutely
them
light
up.
Them up.
Absolutely.
Fucking absolutely rules.
I mean,
okay.
If you have anyone who's looking to train.
All right. Go get the kids some stew. You come back. We go
Get
these kids. So I'm giving you the scroll.
Right.
Okay. All right, then. I start shoving mana meals into the duck's mouth.
I'll say you guys fill your bags. You guys see that the hobgoblins that boarded your ship, they come in through another entrance. You can assume there's probably like a natural river or something in the caves. You guys saw the airship parked in like a cave near the docks. You saw them like pull it out from the docks and park it in a cave. And they bring with them a bunch of the supplies. And they give you guys some of the mana meals to bring to the water park.
Okay.
As we walk, I think I want to be like, Liddy, that was really brave of you to come here.
Thank you.
And I want to engage her in a conversation and cast Detect Thoughts on her.
Mm.
Okay. So just surface thoughts?
Yeah, I'll go for it. I mean, I'm assuming that if it's a certain level of like, oh, someone put her up to this, that maybe she won't be as trained and maybe certain things would come to the surface. And then if I'm not getting anything from the surface, then I'll go a little deeper.
You hear over and over again in her head, this is bad, this is bad, I need to get away. And as you say, she's really brave, she goes, thank you so much.
You know, I grew up in the water park as well. So I know how hard it can be.
Yeah.
Can I probe deeper?
Yeah.
But I think I still keep up a conversation.
Yeah.
Tell me about your little siblings, because I'm a younger sibling. My sister was never so... She wouldn't have looked out for me like you're looking out for your little siblings, and I really, really admire that.
I'm a younger sibling, too.
Are you?
Interesting. I know that about you. You seem so mature.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're doing a lot of self-work.
That absolutely counters my sister's narrative of me, so this is awesome.
Wow. We should talk later. Anyway, sorry, Lydia, this is about you.
As you guys...
I moved to reject that Calder, and then I'm like, no, focus.
As you are talking to Liddy, she starts talking about the other kids that are hiding out at the water park with her and everything, and she does a wisdom saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She starts talking about the other kids that live there with her, and then you try to probe deeper into her thoughts. That's a 16?
That does pass.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just
You don't
keep
get any deeper
her.
Than
okay.
This is bad. Yeah.
Liddy, what's bad?
Everything. Life.
What's really going on?
What's really going on?
Yes.
Listen, there are always people trying to take advantage of the kids there and make them do bad things, use them for purposes. I've been through it. I got lucky in some ways, but unlucky in others. If there's something going on, I promise you we can help you.
If you agree to do something that you're kind of regretting, we won't be mad at you at all.
This is your chance to get out.
Okay. Okay. But we have to be quiet.
Okay.
Of course.
Because they're here.
Got it.
Okay.
Are they going to attack the camp?
Yes, but wait. Okay. They're around the corner up there.
And are you supposed to relay the information to them?
How many of them are there?
A lot.
Okay.
Okay.
If I'm scared of them too.
It's okay.
What's going to happen to the water park if you don't go back tonight?
It's going to be really bad.
Okay.
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 So we need to solve this problem.
Right. So okay. If I go walk up, I can basically give them the wrong directions, and then you guys can ambush them.
Yeah.
You're already thinking like a member of the camp.
Liddy, thanks, guys.
I'm detecting her surface thoughts. Are they working with her actions?
I'm going to say it's past a minute. You're going to have to cast it again if you want to cast it again.
Mm.
Then let me just do an insight on what she just did.
Okay.
Can I give her advantage on that?
16.
Okay.
Okay.
She seems to be telling the truth.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm going to need to save the spell slots then.
Lady, you've trusted us. We trust you. Go get him, and we'll take care of the rest.
All right.
And I promise we are going to get some tasty food to your friends and your siblings. You've done a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You're scared of them. We're not. You okay. Don't have to be either.
Okay.
Sometimes when you're scared of someone, all you have to do is just be even scarier.
And
my umbrella crackles with lightning.
Yeah. Steam billows out of Saul's visage.
Ice emanates from Calder's breath.
You guys do a lot of stuff.
You see...
We're really insecure.
She nods and she goes, okay, I'll go get them.
Okay.
Okay. We're trusting you.
You see, she runs down the tunnel. She runs around the corner.
And I think we should hide, right?
Cool. You guys hide? Go ahead and give me stealth checks.
Here goes nothing.
Albin.
18.
Yes?
You okay with this?
Yes, I'm just following all your leads.
Hey, no, you're important too. You matter. What do you want? How does this sit with you?
Dude, I have no idea what to do.
Okay.
This is fucked up.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I do not trust people easily. And this I feel like could end up being a really bad lesson in not doing what I'm supposed to do.
I've trusted too much in the past, and I recognize that this could lead us astray, but I feel like if I don't trust now, then I can never trust again.
Yeah, we gotta try.
If we undermine the war effort, I'm not gonna be able to forgive myself.
Do you think that we should...
I can't walk away from Liddy now.
19 stealth.
Okay.
What do you think, Calder?
Well, I think I rolled a nat 1 on my stealth.
Okay. So you're just kind of hiding poorly in the tunnel.
Okay.
You guys hear the echoing flaps of Liddy's feet, but you don't hear anybody else.
Something feels wrong.
She fucked us.
I'm going to dash.
Sweet. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
All right.
22.
16.
11.
Okay. Callie, you are first.
Do I get the sense that if I caused a cave-in on this cave, that it would prevent someone from coming back in through this way?
Ooh.
And therefore cut off the route that she's discovered?
Holy shit.
You know what?
Here's what I will say with that. Mm-hmm. I am going to have you roll a pure luck check.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we'll say. You don't have to waste a spell slot. You can figure this out kind of in your head from kind of how it was laid out when you were in the main cavern.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have you roll a luck check. 15 or higher, and this was kind of the only tunnel from that side, and the maze is just like too tough, and if she went back and she reported to somebody, they still wouldn't be able to navigate their way. They'd need a whole different entrance and everything. Mm. Most likely, there's gonna be other ways to get in, okay. But 15 or higher, Kaven will close it off.
Let's go.
18.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
What spell is this?
I was just going to do Shatter.
Perfect.
Rad. So, Callie, you hold your hand up. You cause a cave-in.
I say, everyone, we're going to have to find a new way back in.
So, you just cause it ahead of you. And you guys hear.
Well, I want Saul to be able to get to her because we do kind of want to figure
out. You're going to do it behind.
So I
want
to do it behind us.
Oh.
So we can still pursue
so
her.
So selfless. Great. Mm. Yeah, you collapse the tunnel behind you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking tight.
Saul, like, barely notices. I have astral sight as well, which lets me see in magical and non-magical darkness.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if I can see like tracks on the ground or anything that's helping me see her and where she's going.
Yeah. I'm going to say, go ahead and give me a perception check. Okay. She's dashing, so there's no...
Cool. I can get 90 feet with a dash.
Okay.
Perception's going to be 15.
15. Okay. I'll say, yeah, you see her footprints. She has gotten far. I rolled before with a D4, and that was how many rounds of dashing she was doing. So she also runs 90 feet per turn. So, Saul, you are running, and I'll say you leave Calder and Callie in the dust. Like, Calder, do you have any way to keep up with 90 feet?
No.
Saul, you are able to follow her.
So me and Calder are just standing by a cave-in without a way back in.
Go on, Saul, ahead.
We could probably start clearing rocks. This might just be a little cave-in.
Make a plan, sorry.
No, this is good. This is good. If you can't get her back, then...
Yeah.
Okay. Saul's like, they're fast. They'll catch up.
Saul. You are going super fast.
Right.
She is going super fast. She's weaving through all these tunnels. It's a good thing that you're looking for like her footprints and stuff. I'll say like once you guys leave kind of the natural cave and get into like the sewer system, you see that she's leaving these big sludgy footprints of her feet. And eventually you do see down the tunnel, once you get to the actual sewers, you do see her climbing up a ladder, and there is already like an open sewer grate thing there, and she hops out.
I'm going to follow her.
Okay.
But I'm going to use Step of the Wind.
Okay.
To jump all the way up the ladder without actually climbing.
Sick.
So that I can, and I'm going to jump feet first so I can hopefully kick whoever is waiting for me up there.
Okay. I'm going to roll initiative for a couple people.
Okay, so we should because we're probably, like, we wouldn't have actually stopped running. We'll still be using our rounds to try to dash to catch up. Mm-hmm.
Saul, you rush trying to catch up to Liddy using all of your magic. She is very quick, too. She got a head start on you. With Step of the Wind, you're able to catch up. So she climbs up this ladder, or I'll say she even does a bullywug hop, jumps straight up. You're right on her tail. You jump up using Step of the Wind. As you hop up, you see Liddy looks back, sees you. She's on initiative 22. She uses her turn to yell to the three people that are waiting here. You see Sister Rosaline.
I knew it.
And two cultist guards, like, staying at her sides. You see, as she pops up, she goes, "Mother! Mother, they're following us! They followed me!"
Liddy says that?
Liddy says that. Sister Rosaline smiles at Liddy and goes, "Good work, my child. Now we bring justice to these enemies of the light."
Oh, come on.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Oh my god. How many episodes have ended with a drawn out light?
I can't believe you used frogs against us. That's a cardinal sin.
I had to. What choice did I have? No. You guys can hear us talk more about the light over on our Patreon. Patreon.com/NADPOD. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't do it. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'd love to plug some live shows we have coming up. One, two actually, very, very soon. Next week in Texas, in Austin and Dallas. Those dates are, of course, April 19th and 20th. Let's just verify that really
quick. Yes, it is true. I'm looking at it right now. Austin is April 19th. Get your tickets now at nadpod.com/live. And Dallas is April 20th.
Mm-mm. Those are the dates. We ain't jaking.
Those shows will be different, so you can actually attend both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know.
Do your own little NADPOD tour.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh. And then we've got some more shows across the pond, as it were.
That's right.
Yes. We've got Dublin on May 11th.
How quaint.
We've got London on May 12th. Oh, we've got Manchester on May 13th.
Delightful.
Let's go. We've got Edinburgh on May 14th.
A pleasure.
Let's do this. Yeah. Check out all those tickets, nadpod.com/live.
Yeah.
Get them.
Anybody else?
Get them. I would love to plug some stuff that was sent to our P.O. box. I'm going to switch it up this week and read off some of the nice notes we got.
Ooh.
We get a lot of notes and letters. It's like nice to hear everyone's correspondence, see everyone's postcards and whatnot.
We love the notes. We archive them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got pen pals, man. Forever.
Right. Just as a fair warning, if you send something to P.O. box, we will keep it forever and treasure it.
Yeah.
And it will become a part of us.
Send at risk of treasure.
Michelle S. Sent us a nice note about how they listened to the show while sick and then picked up DMing and ran a one-shot for their younger sister.
Aww.
Sounds so sweet, like an absolute blast.
What a good big sibling.
Absolute great sibling energy. We love to see it. Maggie N., good luck in law school. Akash T., who I met at a game jam a few years back, wrote us a very sweet note. I'm happy to hear that you're recovering, and I can't wait to hear your music on future video game soundtracks. Akash is a composer as well.
Ooh. Wow,
very cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Dave, Rachel, and Maisie D., hope you enjoyed your trip to Beantown to see us live. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Benjamin L., who is currently studying geopolitical analysis in pursuit of a geography degree. Best of luck with that.
Oh, that was my old degree.
Grace B., who sent us a Rundown Johnny sticker. Thank you so much for that.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a fun one. Mike C. sent us some giant pumpkin seeds because they thought it would be a funny prank. But I honestly think that the joke is on them because, like, now we have future pumpkins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can just
plant
some pumpkins.
I'll plant those.
And, yeah.
We'll raise a pumpkin army and we'll conquer everyone.
Or a family.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Or a family of family army.
A future family of headless horsemen.
I can finally become Jack Skellington.
Congrats, Mike C. Now you made Murph into the Pumpkin King, you fool.
Murph's final form.
And then Ezra sent us a postcard from their road trip adventures across America. Happy we could accompany you in your ears. Thanks so much, Ezra.
That's so fun. on. What an honor.
Yeah. And everyone else that sent us nice notes, I'll get to some of those later on, but just wanted to shout those folks out. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027 is where you can send us things that we will treasure forever and develop an unhealthy attachment to.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CH Murph is me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and you can tweet about the show using, did I say at Trey Quartz's Jake? I didn't say that.
Whoa.
Insulting.
Got him.
I wow. just friggin' lost 1,000 followers.
And then, of course, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. And then you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
Oh boy, here it comes.
We are the nation.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means. We must shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. I'm talking about Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later Mixgator, Matt M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Jill and Tucker, who want to help Jake move out. Ooh, it's made it into the Council of Elders. Dungeon Mama, Danielle, the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D, Danny P, Michael McD, Vincent W, Mr. Cole, Victor T, Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic P, Andrew B, Justin I, Ragnar Fairwind, TJ M, Elena M, Trele the Crayfay, Jared E, Christopher B, Damiel R, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Phil Bear the Therapy Duck, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Taylor S, Sir Carl, Jory S, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, Thaddeus Thunderous Turtle, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, Colton B, the front half of a horse costume, Adam G, Tyler F, Nabadger, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, Captain Sigil, Nathan Cartier, the assistant king to the assistant king of Iron Deep, Hail to the Hammer, Diana, CC Lulu, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the rabbit folk detective, Timmy R, Crackaholic, Lucas B, Reiko, it's Kevin, Calder's Cold Come, hashtag can't stop me, New York, Cass Skateboard Cass, Stephen C, Michael M, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Nara, Jake L, Nick W, Brave the Badger, Esme M, Martin the Mad Druid has been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorph sheep for 3 weeks, Foster, the original boneless duck, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Giant Monsters on the Horizon, Burly T, Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski DeRolo III, Christian A, Olivia K, J Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropro, Liam D, the Sandrayan, Ben A, Feldonis, John III, Dave H, Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Rebecca G, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookfire's assistant, Izzy F, The Time Walker, Blair the Bug Blair Barblarian, Cat C, Kelsey J, Porkchop, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, Velaciraptor, Manette the Magnificent Magikarp, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Amber W, Joshua D, Ryan S, The Bone Duster, The Charming Fluff, M.E. Johnson, Master Brentley, Telekitty Creations, the official NADPOD, and my personal favorite illustrator, Ploops, Carly Ann, Addie K, Lori P, hashtag end Calder's Cold Come, whoo, we're getting heated in the Council of Elders, Spam Gaming, the submarine sailor who saw the eagle, ooh, that's an update, Grant L, Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot, forget the free Jake plug, see NADPOD Live, Dublin, May 11th, London, May 12th. Okay, see you there. Leviathan, BioQuartz 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H., Trub, Hop Dropper, Sydney T.,
Jack H. King of the Mole City under Iron Deep. Anomandaris, Dragon Purake, Lord of Moonspawn and Knight of High House Dark. Wow, that's a book all in itself. Garble the Moist, Juicy Kiwi, Champ Wild, Valen, Sprite Pepsi, Carolyn C., Louie is your dad. Always the dad, never the DM. Armadon the Only. Oh, that's good, the only. Emily S., Noah, the bagel of all things. Estelle, loyal Theoger, conflicted DM. Justin L., Tori Lee, skirmisher, dandy. Ian D., bunny, hashtag Claudius did nothing wrong, hashtag frog pal sucks. Marcus P., pup Kalish, learns the balance druid. Dakota James P., Pagos, the self-proclaimed fey prince. Katrin, the great one. The statistics patron, hello. Tracy P., the crick elf librarian. Friar Frizzit. Andy E., Holly Hyena. Anthony A., Leah C., Paige H., Ryan Urfy. Kristen with a K., Doofenus, Cow, just Cow. Commodore Galaxy, Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, Neos, the novice monster hunter, my new best friend Simon, who's trapped in Dreamland. His loving hugs are really what restores my HP and spell slots. Ooh. Lorelei Frost, Morgan M., Stickers, Sous Chef to the Centaur Chef, Saute, the panhandler of the crooked panhandle. We met in New York. Greetings once again. Stephen E., Mr. Adams, Meg the Mail Carrier of Bohemia, James F., Jimmy A., hi, man, yeah, that's me. Captain Keppy, M4L, the Dragon Ambassador, Wayfarer, inventor of the SS Storm Bjorn, Adam B., Dalton B., Cope Fresh, Barpo Good Barrel Barbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Tari rhymes with Jabari. We just got your package in the P.O. box. Welshlander, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Eric M., Mr. D., Tommy K. Nola, John Perry, Mr. Sillyhead, Monster Captain Renee S., Cameron C., Hoops Dagger, the only dagger of hope, Danielle V.H., Olivia, the enchanting bard, who will totally be making money off of the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go, all-the-stop show, Blue Shade, Michaela R., Albin's Alabaster Aftermath, hashtag worth 200, Solemn's Sticky Sauce, hashtag CCC Double Down, Calliope's Cumulo Cum Blast, hashtag CCC Forever. And that's it. What a way to end it. We've got a war in the Council of Elders section, and I'm living for it. So thank you all so much. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.